What were your observations of your team last night? This isn't about effort, and it's not about hustle. This is about a goalie playing great. And at times when your Red Wings teams wouldn't win the Stanley Cup, which at times was rare, it often was a great goalie, and your guys will have to find a way to solve them in Game 5 to keep it going.
Yeah, Pecorini sure is showing why he's one of the best in the league. Unfortunately for our team last night, it seemed like every mistake we made was in the back of the net. We made some uncharacteristic mistakes through the neutral zone and in defensive zone coverage, and they ended up being costly. So that's the unfortunate thing. We did do a lot of good things. We had a great start. You look at it's 1-1. Jiri Hudler hits the goalpost, and then they go down and score on that same shift. So big momentum swing right there. We kind of felt after they went up 1-0, we answered right away with a power play goal. Then we hit the goalpost, and unfortunately they go down and score. So that's playoff hockey. Guys just gotta dig in and just keep battling. You look at the big picture, and it obviously doesn't look great, but the beauty of this game and at this time of year, if you win one game, you get a little momentum, and we bring it back to Detroit. So I was on last year. We were kind of in the same situation. We were down 3-1 to San Jose. We forced the game 7 and very easily could have won that. So if we gotta go into Nashville. We know it's gonna be tough. It's a tough building to play in. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and guys just got to come out and just keep battling and really just have to find a way to play that perfect game to beat Nashville and certainly Pecorini.
Not to pick on the guy, Chris, but does Jimmy Howard need to be better for the next game to give the Red Wings a chance?
Howie's been great. He's kept us in every game. The game that we won, he was really good. Jimmy Howard has the opportunity and the ability to go into Nashville and steal a game for us. And, in a situation like that, I'll just look back to Game 5 last year against San Jose. He did that exact same thing. I mean, we weren't very good, but Jimmy Howard was fantastic and gave us an opportunity to win, and we ended up doing that. And, so he has that ability. That's what you look for from your goaltender in these situations is, maybe steal one, but certainly give yourself, give your team a chance and an opportunity to win. And that's exactly what Jimmy Howard's mindset's going to be here over the next couple of days, getting ready for Game 5. And I know the guys have a ton of confidence in Jimmy Howard with the way that he's played for us, and he shows he can be a big-time goalie.
Chris Draper, kind enough to join us on Brady and Lang, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Friday night in Nashville, Game 5, a potential Game 6 Sunday afternoon in Detroit. And you're so right about the break thing, and I always think about flying to Denver the morning of Game 6 in 2002, and you guys had lost a home game the night before, were very confident, down 3-2 against Colorado, but you need a break. And when I've asked Joe Sakic about this, I've asked Peter Forsberg about this, and giving up that first goal, that was the Patrick Waugh, I've got it, no I don't, and it changes everything. And you're right, you need that one in any series that can turn the momentum.
I'm not going to forget that one either, for sure. those are the things, and we were so close. Valtteri Filppula right there in front of the net. I think it was Mike Fisher that kind of came in and scooped the puck out. I don't know if it had enough to roll across the goal line, but, we were close. We were pressing early. I thought the last night was the best start that we've had in any game this series. We didn't get that all-important first goal. And, against a team like Nashville with the way they're playing and how confident they're playing, and certainly with their goaltender, that first goal is that much more important. So, that's been the focus all series. Have good starts, try to score first and gain that momentum. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do that last night. But I thought at times, that the team was doing a lot of good things. But you have to do that for 60 minutes, at this time of year and sometimes even longer. And like I said, we had a couple breakdowns. And unfortunately, the puck ended up in the back of our net.
Unfortunately, Chris, you're the famous victim of a dirty hit back in your playing days. What's your take on what's happened in the first round of the playoffs and some of these incidents we've seen in the last four or five games?
I have no idea what's going on. It's getting dangerous right now. Someone, Barry Hosa is a friend of mine, and I saw that hit, him going off on a stretcher, and, you know, it's pretty scary. I know what's at stake and what's on the line, and you want to compete, you want to do everything you can to win the Stanley Cup, but, this stuff is crazy with cross checks to the face, the elbows to the head, obviously leaving your feet jumping and hitting, targeting heads. I don't know what to make of it. I caught the tail end of you guys before I came in, and obviously there's all kinds of talk about it, but, something's got to happen. There's got to be, obviously, a one-game suspension isn't hit home. I think there has to be something greater and something bigger to settle everything down. I know Shanny's doing, he's trying, he's doing, the best that he can, but I think with the way that it's going and the trickle-down effect on some stuff that's gone in the playoffs, this has to stop. I mean, the game, I'm obviously here in Michigan. The games are on NBC Sports. It's on MSNBC. It's on CNBC. The games have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we've had, these kind of incidents, and, that's always the lead story, in the U.S. when that happens. And that's, like I said, it's been great hockey, and the unfortunate thing is that it's taken away because the focus right now is on the cheap shots, on the fights, and all that kind of stuff. But at this time of year, there's so much good hockey going on. It's unfortunate that that's not what people are focusing on.
This is your first year in 18 years not playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It speaks to your longevity, the Red Wings' level of success. At the same time, having stepped away from it from a player, you're seeing it. Mike Modano mentioned it, your teammate from last year, and a lot of current players are starting to say it, that we clearly can't tell when we're out there what's going to get hammered and what's not. That makes it hard to play the proper way because everybody's got a different style, but nobody quite knows what's going to be punishable and what isn't anymore.
I agree with that. You see some suspensions that come out. I thought the Burns hit on Nickel, the elbow, I thought that was a clear cut,
yeah,
elbow to the head. And nothing was done there. Obviously, you look back to game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs with Henrik Zetterberg. Shea Weber tried to hurt Henrik Zetterberg. Clear cut. Tried to punch him right off the bat in the head. Kind of grazed him, didn't get enough of him, so he drops his head and slams it into the boards and gets a fine for that. You just kind of, I think that, the players right now, the respect I don't think is as great as it should be. I think you got to realize that guys are bigger, stronger, faster. You can seriously hurt people. And that's the, that's the unfortunate thing of what's going on right now. And I understand, I was a part of it. I get the win at all costs kind of thing, and you want to do that, but you also have to respect your opponent. You don't like them, I get that, but you have to respect the opponent. And it seems now more than ever, when guys are going to try to take a run at a guy, they're going right for their head.
Yeah,
and that's something that we've seen through the first 7-8 days of the playoffs. And like I said, something. Barry Hosa, from what I've heard, everything, he's okay. But somebody might get hurt here. And, you just got to stop this. I know it's a physical sport.
Yeah.
I know things happen at a split second. It's a fast game. But you can control yourself. I've been in those situations. Obviously, I've been on the receiving end of them. And you've been in those situations where you have a chance to really get somebody. But you could also, if you don't let up, you're going to hurt somebody, and that's that's not right. Nobody wants to be that guy that hits someone from behind and something drastic happens. You don't want to be that player. You don't want to be that person, and I think guys got to kind of just realize that.